Welcome to Double Fries No Slaw. On time today, kind of on time, going a little bit late because I hit a little traffic coming back from Tallahassee, but after last night's game, I suppose you guys will excuse that, will allow that. Florida State beats Miami 27-20. They win their third straight against the Hurricanes. They're Richie, how many in a row now at this point?
Three in a row against Miami.
Well, just 16 straight wins 16 in general. Straight,
yes.
And 10-0 on the season. Fun times, Richie. This has been a fun year. How was your weekend? Tell me a little bit about what you did yesterday to watch the game, and then we'll kind of break it down.
Yeah, man, it was a blast. You know, a Miami game is always stressful. You know, I said on Wednesday night, I thought this would be closer than a lot of people thought it would be, and unfortunately, I was right about that. I think I called 24-17. It was 27-20. But I had a blast. Shout out the Seminole Club of Greater Orlando. Went out to American Social, their Dr. Phillips location. Watched the game. Got to hang out with Kenny Shaw a little bit. So it's cool to see Shaw is raw. You know, just a great time. I left at halftime just because I looked at my wife. I'm like, look, babe, I'm too stressed. I need to go home and watch the second half on my couch and nowhere else. And, you know, luckily I did. And honestly, that second half, it felt like it was on the verge of being a blowout. We'll get into it a little bit. But yeah, it was a stressful game. But hey, 10-0, basically 11-0. Come on, North Alabama. But yeah, every goal is still right in front of us. No upsets yesterday, really, as far as the playoff picture is concerned. I know UCF, my goodness, look what they did to Kansas. But
that was crazy.
Yeah, I did not see that coming at all. But yeah, shout out Seminole Club of Greater Orlando. And guys, if you go out to watch any football, any Florida State game, try and find the official Seminole Club of that city, because a lot of those proceeds that you spend on food and drinks go back directly to the university. So just want to shout out all Seminole clubs in general.
Yeah. Speaking of shout out Guthrie's. You can get, they have three locations now.
Yeah.
And I drove by the third one over there on Appalachie, which was, it's a drive-through only. It's drive-through, and I think they do like mobile, like order ahead. Like you can pick up, but you like there's nowhere to eat in there. So shout out Guthrie's. They were out there at the tailgate yesterday. Always bringing by the best chicken in the game to feed the people. So, hey, had a good time out of the tailgate yesterday. If you came out, we appreciate that. We had a lot of fun.
I saw Garnet the Goldfish made an appearance.
Garnet the Goldfish was out there. That was pretty cool. That was funny. We might be getting a little interview with his handler. Handler's kind of a funny thing to say because when you're not talking about a recruit, but yeah, we may try and chat with him soon. But yeah, it was cool to meet him and hear a little bit about that story. I think you guys will enjoy that. So if you haven't seen, if you haven't seen Garnet the Goldfish at this point and you watch me, then I don't know. Like, I feel like everybody knows who, you know, at least what's going on with the fish, but we'll get a little more news on it here soon. Oh, listen, based on what time, and it could get announced tomorrow, or they could announce tomorrow that it's going to be 6-day optioned. As long as the Florida game is not at noon, I think we'll do a tailgate for UF. We could theoretically do it if it was still at noon, but like, there's just so little time. It's hard to, I mean, the tailgates are really expensive to throw, and so we do have to charge a, you know, pretty decent price to throw a tailgate. And so if I feel bad charging people a lot of money, Richie, if it's like a 2-hour tailgate, you know, but it's still the cost of the tailgate is still the cost of the tailgate, whether it's 2 hours or 20 hours. So but we'll see. If you guys really want to do one for a noon game, then we'll do it. But we had a great turnout yesterday. There were probably like 125 people there. Harlan, is that what you would kind of guess it at? I know there's at least 100 because I saw many. So that was, they're never really massive in Tallahassee, but we had a pretty good crowd out there yesterday. A lot of fun and a good time for sure. So, all right, if you're in Tallahassee, obviously hit one of the three locations there, one of the three Guthrie's spots. Let's get after it, Richie. Florida State beats Miami. I can tell these people like this thumbnail because we already have more viewers live right now than we had for the entire preview show. So yeah, it says you suck, and so people are loving that. So, all right, first half took a little bit of time to get going. Trey Benson, scored two touchdowns really, you know, early to start the game if he doesn't step out of bounds on that first one. But offense took a little bit of time to get going. Only 10 points in the first half, but as much as you know, people, I every week, Richie, people complain about Adam Fuller. He gave up 7 points in the first half and then really like kind of some fluky stuff there in the second half to give up more. But really first half, you know, Florida State didn't come out just absolutely lighting the world on fire. But I think we kind of expected the first half to be somewhat close. Now, I think we would have liked to see a little bit more scoring. But I don't think anybody was shocked to see a lower scoring, close first half. Florida State gets the touchdown, does end up, gets the touchdown. Miami ends up getting the field goal to go up at half. I'm sorry, to be tied at half. I'm sorry, I'm still sleeping, Richie. But thoughts on the first half? I'll shut up and let you do something.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of what I expected. I was a little surprised, TJ, that Mike Norvell didn't go for it on that first fourth down on the first drive. But my goodness, Alex Mastromano, that worked out perfectly, right? He flipped the field entirely inside the five. They get the ball back and score a touchdown. So, you know, Mike Norvell clearly, you know, thinks about this before the game, when to go for it, when to not. And it's not just, I'm going to go for it every single time, because I certainly thought he was going to go for it at that point. But yeah, the first half, it's kind of what I expected. I don't know why, just all week I felt like this was going to be a close game. But Miami, if they had a quarterback, they would be a pretty good football team, in my opinion. You know, they beat Clemson, and I know Clemson's record and what it is, but Clemson's a good football team with a really good defense. I think they're very similar to Miami in that manner. So, you know, I thought it would be close. You know, with Florida State, had a couple windows where they really could have, you know, broken this thing wide open. You know, they weren't able to take advantage, which is fine, because the final result is all that matters at this point, especially this late in the season. 10-0, nobody's complaining about that. But yeah, the first half is, you know, to go to the half tied at 10, I felt okay. I checked the spread on the sports books, and Florida State was favored by 7 at halftime, because, you know, they were favored by 14 to open the game. So Vegas did not change their mind at all. They just said, okay, we're starting over again, so let's make it 7 points. And that's exactly what it ended up being.
So come out of halftime, and Miami actually takes a lead. Again, were you, okay, I will say this. I tried to say this the other day, and I don't remember if it was on this show or where I said it, but I was pretty confident that Miami was not going to quit and that they were going to continue to fight. And they got down 2 scores twice in this game. Florida State obviously went up 10-0, and FSU actually had the ball back up 10-0, had to punt, and then Miami went down and scored to make it 10-7. But Florida State, I mean, credit to Miami. Like, I don't think they're very good. I think they matched up well and did some things fairly well yesterday to keep it close. I don't think the final score is really indicative of how much Florida State dominated. But I didn't think I was pretty confident that Miami wasn't going to quit. Now, Florida State wouldn't have gotten up by 30 or something. Yeah, I mean, they may have at that point. But they stuck with it. And, yeah, you're right. They had a quick lead even in the second half, and then Florida State scored twice to get the lead back, tied it up, and then scored the touchdown. But you know, honestly, you look at Miami, what scored 20 points, 7 of that came on that really fluky last play,
yeah, which would never happen again. Like, yeah, you don't do that twice.
3 of it came on a drive where they, you know, got the ball in plus territory because of the onside kick. 3 of it came because they started in plus territory from a short punt, you know? And so I don't know. I wasn't really that let down with our defense, right? Like, you can't take 13 points off the board, but if they don't start in field goal range twice and have that fluky play, I mean, they scored 7 points on you. Like, I'm really not, yeah. You know. Well, I think the defense did what you needed them to do. Now, again, that fluky play still happened. You don't take those points off the board. But, I mean, shoot, even just the 2 field goals that they got in your territory, because if that's where they started, I mean, shoot. They really scored 14. The defense kind of gave up 14 points. I mean, I think if you'd have told FSU fans all week, like, your defense is going to give up 14 points or even just the 20, I mean, you knew we were going to win the game. And again, I don't even hold 6 of the points against the defense at this point.
Yeah, and that's kind of thing. The defense has been sneakily good all year long. They really have. I know everybody remembers that Boston College game. It is what it is. We had never seen that quarterback before. There was basically no film on him. And he is a freak athlete. He, you know, we recruited him as a running back or defensive back. So that's how good of an athlete he is. Castellanos, so over for Boston College. But yeah, you know, I thought the defense was fine. And especially in the second half, and I know we praised Adam Fuller for his second half adjustments, which we should. I just think this second half, Miami was just worn down and Florida State was fresher. And I forget the Twitter user. I wish I remembered so I could shout him out. But he put a link out there about how many snaps Miami's starters have taken compared to Florida State's. And in some cases, it was almost double. So over the course of 9 weeks heading into week 10, which both teams were in this week, that makes a huge difference. Florida State is fresher. Now, if Florida State can get healthy and fresh, watch out, because I think we could make some noise in the college football playoff. I do think we get there. We'll save that for later. But man, I just think Florida State, Mike Norvell, Adam Fuller, they've done a great job of, you know, to use the NBA term, load management, you know, to this point in the season, to where that second half, and if you had played two more quarters, Florida State probably would have won by 21 plus. It was apparent that Miami was out of gas by the end of the third quarter and just doing anything to hang on by a thread. And to your point, TJ, if not for that fluky touchdown where you have two defenders right there that probably should have been an interception, you know, Florida State probably does run away with this game.
Yeah. There was 8 minutes left. You were up by two scores. Miami really couldn't get anything going. You know, they had punted on their last four drives, and the one before that they'd fumbled. So they could not get anything going in the second half. I mean, listen to these second half yardage totals on drives. 5 yards and a fumble, 12 yards, 6 yards, 1 yard, 9 yards. I'm sorry, 0 yards.
They can't couldn't get anything going. Yeah.
Yeah. They got one first down before that long touchdown. And so the defense really did a good job of shutting them down. Miami did some things well in the first half. There's no doubt about that. But couldn't get anything going in the second half until that long kind of fluky play. Miami was at their own 15. You'd like to think that if Florida State could have gotten another stop there, they'd had pretty good field position. And maybe they go in, you know, it's much different if you maybe go win that thing 30-13 or even 27-13, like say it stays the same, but you go win 30-13 or, you know, say you score another touchdown in the last 5 minutes, you know, instead of a field goal, you know, 34-13. And it was this close. Now, credit to Miami. Like we said, they didn't quit. They stayed with it. They got lucky on that fluky play that is frustrating, but Florida State very much dominated this thing. You know, Florida, outside of that, again, kind of fluky play and the crazy sack yardage on the lost run by Jordan Travis, Florida State outgained Miami by over 100 yards. You know, you also throw in the 69-yard punt return by Keon Coleman. They gained out, you know, that doesn't get counted in total stats. They outgained them by even more.
I hope that Keon brings that back, by the way. He clearly was not 100%, but and if he was, but he still said, let me run this punter over just for good measure.
Yeah. That in the press conference afterwards, he was like, you know, frustrated at himself. He's like, yeah, I didn't see the punter. So, which, you know, I don't know, just funny, but I like Keon. Keon's probably one of the most unintentionally funny people that I've like, I, you know, he is absolutely hilarious. Like
him and Jameis. Yeah.
Yeah. They're really like, they're a different breed of funny. So, hey, yeah, certainly frustrating. We might do a ref video. We might not, but, this week, but yeah, Emory Williams getting hurt. That sucked. You know, certainly don't, I mean, he played his heart out. I'll say that, like, you know, he wasn't great by any means. And again, he got 85 yards off kind of a fluky play, but I mean, shoot, he threw two touchdowns, you know, and again, I know that last one's just whatever, but a gritty effort by him. I mean, he did everything he could. He's a true freshman on the road in Doak. Like I didn't expect him to go out, but yeah, I think that you know, it's frustrating to see kids get hurt and that sucks, you know, but
yeah,
good effort by him. I do think he was short of the marker, but you know, I don't know. I was never really that concerned. I was never like, oh man, we might lose this. We might blow it. I really felt good.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you this. When they were kind of driving on that last drive, I think Mario would have gone for two. I absolutely think, and I think that's the right thing to do on the road.
That's the right call. With his record, you're not going to Charlotte. You're not, all your goals are gone for the season if you're Miami. So I absolutely agree with you, TJ. He definitely goes for two there. And man, I might have a heart attack on the couch if that's what would have happened. Because,
oh my goodness.
And that would have been one of those moments in Florida State Miami history that 20 years down the line, we're talking to people about, like, man, that freaking 2023 game cost us a chance at the college football playoff. But luckily, Jerrion Jones, shout him out, man. When he came here, he wasn't great. He's been very reliable since then. But yeah, man, if they had scored, I think he goes for two. And we're all, this might be a different conversation we're having right now, TJ.
We might not be on here. Hey, I saw a couple of still shots of the safety, the supposed safety. Until I saw them, I thought the ACC refs screwed that up and got it wrong. I think they actually got it right. When you see some of the still shots, the ball is – Harlan, I don't know if you can grab that off my Twitter or not and throw it up in time. If not, it's not a huge deal. When they show that still shot, I've got the link here if you need it. When they show it, the ball is clearly out of the goal line when Jordan starts to get contacted. By rule, like forward progress and everything else, like that is the right call. Like the ball goes back to the furthest point it was advanced when you start to get contacted, and that's why it wasn't a safety. So I think it was the right call. I know Miami fans think that there was some conspiracy there. No, like I just, you know, the refs missed some calls your way too. So yeah, we probably will do a ref video, but I thought it was the right call. I didn't think they missed that by any means. And I think it helped Miami, you know, they ended up being able to kick a field goal there. And I don't think they would have, like, they didn't move the ball at all.
They weren't going to be able to sustain a drive. Yeah. So if anything, that to your point, TJ, that did help Miami because you get the 2 points there. But then odds are you're not going to score. Like, even on a free kick, okay, you get the ball at 45, we'll say. They haven't proven themselves to be able to sustain a drive. But, man, how cool was it seeing that Miami kicker miss a field goal? Because that guy is amazing. And when he missed that, like, the whole bar at AMSO went nuts.
Yeah. I thought he was going to make it. And so I looked over at my buddy that I was watching the game with. Shout out my guy Andy that I watched the game with. And I was like, hey, he's definitely going to miss this. But I didn't believe it at all. Like I was just trying to like juju it into it. So yeah, there's the picture on the screen. Thanks, Harlan, for throwing it up. The ball is pretty clearly outside of the goal line there.
Yeah.
When the defender starts to put his arm around J-Trav, that's literally what forward progress is. Like where you get contacted, the furthest point, it's not a safety. So I know it's if your Canes fans are watching this through your tears, I know that you think there's some big conspiracy theory out there, but you know, your team just sucks. So. Somebody asked a good question and nobody is, showing any love down in the super chats, but I do want to answer this anyway. And then we'll maybe move on anything else you want to hit on? Johnny Keon, you talked about them not being, you know, maybe 100%, but obviously made a big difference. What about the onside kick? Any thoughts there?
Honestly, man, I missed it live. I was literally pulling into my driveway when it happened and my phone starts blowing up with my group chat for my college friends saying, what the F was that? And I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, guys. Let me see what's going on. I'm not mad at the call. I loved it. Right. I forget which team it was in the Super Bowl that it was the Saints. Yeah. Sean Payton did it years ago coming out of the half. Saban did it in the national title game against Clemson. I believe it's one of those things where if it works out, it's a phenomenal call, and probably the game you slammed the door shut on Miami at that point. It just took a much bigger bounce than they realized or thought it would. I have no problem with the call. Execution, not great. It is what it is. I'm not mad about that call because Mike, we talk about on his fourth down calls, he's always trying to steal possessions. He understands the math. So I had no problem at all with that call. And honestly, they probably should have got it.
Yeah. Eddie.
You a recruit and you ain't going to Florida State. What you doing?
Yeah, a lot of recruits there yesterday. Eddie, thank you for the love. Ton of recruits out there at the game. So glad that they saw that. We'll certainly have some recruiting updates soon. I don't know. We'll do a ton on that tonight. Talk a little bit more about the game. Listen, I posted that picture, Richie, that I just showed you, and somebody else in the. And listen, I'm going to call somebody out. I'm not going to say who it was because I've already forgot it now. But I posted that picture on Twitter, Richie, and basically tweeted that explanation that I gave. Hey, here's the ball. Here's the line. Forward progress, blah, blah. And about 50 people responded and said, nope, that's still a safety. And I'm fine if that's your take, but just tell me why. Because I just went through, and somebody else in here in the comments just did it as well. Actually, a couple people now have said that's still a safety. I'm fine if that's your take. I just need you to tell me why it's a safety. Because I told you why I don't think it is. He got contacted. The ball was out of the line. He got contacted and pushed backwards, forward progress. There's my justification. But if you're going to comment on Twitter, on here, wherever, and tell me that it's not that it is a safety, I just need to know what you're seeing that's different. Because I see the ball past the pylon. Obviously, his left shoulder is past the pylon, and the ball, you see the end zone line right there. The ball's not touching it. I want to know what you guys are seeing there that makes you think it's a safety. Because it's driving me nuts.
It's clearly not cross the plane, and to the point they reviewed it, the call on the field was no safety. So there's zero chance you can overturn it based on that. And to Tyler Wright's point in the comments, they missed a hold, an obvious hold in the end zone, which would have been a safety for Florida State. So I don't want to hear anything from Miami fans or anybody else because, listen, the refs, we know ACC officiating is bad. They're not rooting for Florida State. If the ACC cared about the conference at all, they would give Florida State every call they could get because they know we're their only chance of a team to get to the playoff, but that's not where we're at. But yeah, that Jordan Travis, that was not a safety by the letter of the law, especially by the call on the field. There's zero chance you can overturn it. So they called it as it stands. And again, they did miss a safety on a hold in the end zone when Emmy Williams was throwing the ball. And there's a picture on Twitter where the ref is looking right at the hold and just keeps the flag in his pocket.
Harlan, do me a favor, throw it back up there one more time for me. Sorry to ask you to do this a million times, but I got something too that I'm going to throw up here. Let's see. Gold border. Let me know once you. Let's see here. Do, do, do. There should just be one. Can you just throw the picture back on there?
It's great live YouTube, guys. It's great
live radio. All right, never mind. I had something, but
the ball had not crossed the pylon.
It had. We can take this discussion offline. Okay, that's a good point. All right, I'll argue with this a little bit. You have a still frame picture there. You show it live. He was running backwards in the end zone. That doesn't matter. It's not like a touchdown play where if a guy is running and contacted, the play continues to go on. He is running backwards. I would agree with that 100%. The problem is once he's contacted, that starts a tackle. And so once a player is, you can be running backwards all you want, but once you're contacted, that institutes what we know as is a tackle. And so once you're tackled, once you start to be dragged down, that is your furthest point of progress. And that's what we call forward progress. And so yes, I understand that he was running backwards, but when you start to be tackled, that becomes a forward progress situation, and that's why it's not a safety. That's just at that point, that just becomes, you know, an interpretation of the rules. The officials, as much as we give them crap, I think got that right. You're being tackled. It's certainly not a safety if you're contacted while the ball's outside of the goal line. Richie, I saw this question too, and I wanted to ask you your thoughts. Florida gets their heads beat in yesterday at LSU, gave up 700 yards, but also scored 35 on, you know, LSU, which LSU doesn't have a great defense by any means. They're actually pretty piss poor. Does yesterday's result against Miami or Florida's result against LSU change anything about the way that you see that game coming up in 2 weeks?
No, I think the biggest thing I'm interested in, we talked about at the top of the show, is what time is kickoff, right? If this is a 7 p.m. kick on ABC, yeah, that could be problematic. I think Florida State's clearly the better team, and nobody with a sane mind could argue that. But if you get them at noon, which I'm hoping for, because I'm trying to make a day trip out of it, get up there and get back home, going to have the mother-in-law in town for 10 days. That's going to be awesome. Not, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to potentially get to Gainesville. And, you know, they're a talented team. Graham Mertz isn't anywhere near as bad as I thought he was when, you know, heading into the season. I think he's a just, you know, steady Eddie quarterback. But, yeah, there's points to be had against Florida. And I trust our defense a lot more than I trust LSU's defense. I just – a loss, even in the swamp, even if it were at night, that would be an extreme disappointment because Florida should not be able to line up against Florida State this season specifically and win this game. It just shouldn't happen. Florida State is that much better than Florida is. And I will be pissed if I'm driving 8 hours to Charlotte 6 days after losing to Florida in the swamp.
Yeah. No, I'm the same way. That's the name of the game to me, is it's all on defense. And I don't think that Florida can stop a nosebleed. I don't think
220 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels alone.
Oh, appreciate the love there.
Go ahead. Fire up the war chant and plant the spear. Knowles win.
It's not a great, they don't show the characters. It looks way cooler on YouTube, so you guys can say that. But the Florida defense is terrible. And I appreciate the conversation on the safety thing. Again, I'm okay disagreeing on it, but I do appreciate the conversation. Because so many people on Twitter just said, like, oh, it's just not safety. And I'm like, okay, well, tell why? Why is it not? I don't think Florida could stop a nosebleed. I think I'd be disappointed, Richie, if we don't get more than 30, 35 points in the swamp.
If healthy, we will. Yeah, 100%.
You could say, I think Miami, you know, defense travels, and Miami's defense played really well last night. Yeah, I think
their defense is good.
We were inches away from to quote a famously fired head coach. we were inches away from, you know, busting that thing open a couple of different ways. And so, yeah, I think that, you know, Florida is just a very different matchup. I like Florida State's defense a ton more than I like LSU's. Like I said, you really held Miami to about 14 points yesterday defensively. I know they got the two extra field goals, but that was after they started in kind of prime field position. They didn't. I think they picked up one first down of those two plays, and so I don't really hang those 6 points on the defense. So, yeah, I think the defense will show up. I think, you know, Mertz is, like you said, better than we thought. I think they're really struggling on the offensive line. And LSU's got a bad defense, a really bad defense. They got four transfers out there in the secondary, and none of them are still playing with the team, whether that be, you know, because of transfer, whether that be because they've been booted, whatever, injuries, different things. So, like, LSU's got a very bad defense. And so Florida State's got a top 15, 20 defense in the country. I think they can limit Florida a lot. I don't think it will be like the I don't think it'll be like, you know, so basically what did Georgia do to Florida when they played? Well, they gave up 20 points. That, to me, like, that's about what I would say I feel like Florida State does. Not that they have as good of a defense, but I think they match up kind of similarly. I could see Florida getting to like 24, 28, but I'd be pretty surprised if Florida State didn't get you know, up into the 30s, you know. And so we'll certainly talk about, you know, the Florida game here for the next 2 weeks. Yesterday's results did not, like, Miami being good on defense and LSU being bad on defense doesn't worry me. Now, I think Florida looked good at times, don't get me wrong, but LSU's defense is terrible.
I have been all year.
So bad. LSU has just given up gobs of points to everybody. And I think Missouri's good. I think Ole Miss is, you know, above average team, a good-ish team. And, you know, they gave up 40 points to Missouri, and they gave up, you know, 42 points to Alabama and really got Milroe going high. And they obviously gave up 45 to us. They give up 55 to Ole Miss. 35 to Florida is pretty par for the course and just kind of what they do. So, yeah, I'm not super worried about that game. Now, it being in the swamp, it is going to be crazy. It is going to be lit. I mean, I don't want a nooner, but I'd be fine with a 3:30.
I want a nooner. I'm the old man here. Give me the noon kick.
I'm trying to tailgate for it, so we'll see. But 3:30 would be great just so that, you know, it's a little bit more day. But whatever time it is, I would expect the Noles to win. So I don't really care much on that. So what else do we have here? UF, Louisville. Louisville hasn't clinched officially, but they're up over 90%. If they win this weekend, they will clinch against Miami. And I think they will. It sucks for Miami. They got to put Tyler Van Dyke back in because he got hurt. But I had a couple people ask what they thought. I posted the FPI, you know, you're 99% to beat North Alabama, you're 84% to beat Florida the next week. What they think the FPI would be, Florida State, Louisville, well, there might be a way to actually figure that out, like if you go into the rankings and do it all. But I would say about 75%. Richie, I don't know if you have a different number than that. I'll get your number and then we'll throw Shane up. But what would be your I'd say the Noles are like a 75% favorite to beat Louisville on a neutral field.
I think it's more than that. I might go as high as 80. Jeff Brohm has done a phenomenal job for Louisville. He's been amazing. They are probably so happy Satterfield is gone. But yeah, man, you should beat them, right? It's one thing if you're playing like UNC in Charlotte where you might have an actual 50-50 crowd. I think Charlotte, TJ, when we get up there, it's going to be like 80-20 Florida State fans. I just think we've been thirsting for this for so long. 2014 is the last time we played in Charlotte. It's going to, you know, as the kids say, TJ, it's going to be a movie when we get up there.
Challenge for – oh, go ahead, Harlan.
Fire up the war chant and plant the spear. Noles win. Noles win.
Challenge for us right now is we have another game against the Canes next year. Can we ride out another year of the storm? Yes. I think we beat Miami again next year.
Yeah.
They're a good team, but I've got us winning. So write that down. I don't know. We've won 16 in a row. I'm pretty cocky at this point.
Yeah. I mean, look at the recruiting class. Florida State currently has the number 3 class in the nation, jumped Florida. And if some things happen, I'm sure TJ is going to put out a recruiting video this week. Yeah, this class could be scary good, and it's only going to get better from here on to December.
Yeah. So what are you, what are you thinking about this Jimbo thing?
I mean, I think it's hilarious that they're paying the man $75 million not to work. So in theory, he could go get a head coaching job somewhere else. I don't know who to hire this man at this point. But yeah, it's just hilarious. You know, I found an old tweet of mine from 2017, like a couple days before he resigned, where I said, just get out of here, Jimbo. And people were giving me a hard time for it. But yeah, I think I was on the right side of history on this one, TJ, because, you know, obviously we had Willie Taggart, did not work out. Mike Norvell, I mean, I'll be honest, I was not a fan of the hire at the time. I thought we could have done better, but my goodness, was I wrong as far as that goes. And, you know, to see Jimbo fired, I love how they didn't fire him after last week's loss. They waited until he won like 50-something to 12 this week to fire him. But yeah, man, that's brutal. And I think most Florida State fans who have you know, knowledge of actually what was going on, even if he had stayed at Florida State, it was an untenable situation. There's no way this was going to last. So Florida State might have hit the jackpot. We had a really, really, really bad few years to get there, but here we are, 10-0, staring the playoff in the face right now, TJ.
Yeah, it's not necessarily something we expected before this year. Anyway, I think we all kind of thought that we could get to this point, you know, to start this year and as we finished last year. But yeah, two years ago, Richie, 2 years ago, we were saying he's got to figure out a way to go from 7-5 or 8-4 to save his, you know, not save his job. I don't think he was getting fired at 7-5, yeah. But 6-6, I think he was.
Yeah. He had just gone fine. He just gone 3-6, 5-7.
Yeah.
And then he goes 10-3. Like, oh, okay. And that there was a lot of optimism. And TJ, we did our preview show. Both of us only had one loss up to this point. I think you picked Clemson in the regular season. I picked the Pitt game, that idiot Richie with that Pitt game. But, man, here we are, 10-0 again. North Alabama, no disrespect. I'm sure they're an upstanding institution. We're going to be 11-0 heading into the swamp with some real pressure on the program. I cannot wait. This is why we love college football, because we can go from losing to Jacksonville State 26 months ago to now being 10-0, on the verge of 11-0, heading into, in my opinion, actually, let's talk about this real quick. Miami or Florida, who's your bigger rival? For me, it's Florida.
Yeah, so I think just on North Alabama, they're 3-7. Like, you know, they're not even an upstanding program. So no offense, but
great academics.
So play with a lot of class. I think Florida is bigger in my eyes. I think Miami fans, and we have some fans in here that are actually super respectful, and so I'm not talking about you guys. So we got some Miami fans that have kept it classy tonight. I think Miami fans are just like louder and wrong more often. And so like Miami fans are like more annoying to me, yeah. But like Florida is to me is the bigger rivalry. One, because I live like you do in Gator country, like in this central Florida area. Number two, Florida's just been more relevant for more of my life, right? Like Florida's won, I mean, just in my lifetime, 3 championships to Miami's 1. In my kind of like, I remember college football age, like I was in high school when they were winning national titles. And so like all my buddies were giving me, you know, like, so yeah, I think Florida now, but if the roles were reversed and Florida was, Miami was a lot better from all of my adult life. Like Miami's been largely irrelevant, you know, for the last 20 years and Florida hasn't. I mean, they've been pretty irrelevant here recently, but man, when I was growing up, when I was in high school, they won 2 titles and their basketball team was so good too that I hated Florida with a passion, man. Like it seemed like they just always wanted everything. And so, yeah, for me, it's UF, and it, you know, I don't like Miami either, but I think I have UF just a little bit ahead. Yeah.
And also I have a much better time going to Florida State games because a lot of my best friends, like half of my wedding party are UF grads from when I got married. But we go to games, so we have a good time and we all like, we understand, we, you know, we're cordial. Anytime I've gone down to Hard Rock, like I've had people threaten to kill me and like beat me up, like just for wearing Florida State gear. I don't talk crap to visiting or to fans at the games. I'm just walking to the stadium and they're like, "Oh, F you, man." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." Yeah, Miami fans in real life are terrible. Miami fans, there's a couple on Twitter that are actually pretty cool that I enjoy interacting with. But yeah, Florida for me, it's funny because they're the bigger rival to me. But I have a much better time going to Florida State games than I do going to Florida State Miami games.
So back to Florida, yeah, and the Miami fan here commented how like UF stopped playing them because they were scared. Speaking of scared, let's just crap on Florida a little bit longer in this pod before we get off.
I'm here for it.
This is better than Miami recap. UF's last 20 games away from the swamp. Rich, did you see this today?
3-17.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody replied. So the 3 wins are at USF,
which they should have lost.
Well, that
was a game in the swamp. Never mind.
At South Carolina this year, and at Texas A&M. Somebody replied and said that's why Jimbo got fired for being in. Like all 3 of those coaches are going to end up fired. You know, I think South Carolina's. I think you know Beamer's
gone. Yeah,
he's gone. So I think. Yeah, I mean, and some of these losses, like you get it, like they're, you know, like they were never going to beat LSU anyway, right? Like they were never going to beat UGA anyway. But like then you got losses to
Arkansas State.
Yeah, well, Arkansas was at home.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but still, that's a bad loss. That's a terrible loss.
Kentucky, Utah with their 3rd string quarterback. Oregon State, Vanderbilt, UCF, Missouri, South Carolina. You know, and there are some losses on there. Like they've lost to UGA multiple times, Bama, Oklahoma, stuff like that. But yeah, like they're a dumpster fire. 700 yards. It's the most yardage that LSU has put up.
701.
Yeah. Most yards that LSU has put up this year. Jaden Daniels had 600 yards by himself. It's the most yardage he's ever had in a game as well. And he's great. And LSU's offense is great. It's the best in the country.
Neighbors is phenomenal, by the way. That guy is ridiculous.
To give up 700 yards is just otherworldly bad, like unheard of bad. And they lost a commit on Friday. Shout out the Noles who got a commit on Friday. Jamari Howard, a top 100 defensive back.
But the LJ McCray, what's up?
I'm not holding my breath there. But they lost a commit on I'm sorry, they lost a commit last night during the game, as if the game wasn't bad enough. They lost Jamonte Waller. Jamonte Waller is a kid.
Losing a commit during the game. That's amazing.
Yeah, awful. But Waller was a kid that they fought on three for weeks about his rating, just for him to end up at Auburn anyway. And then while we've been live, they just lost Wardell Mack, a 4-star cornerback, to Texas. Wardell Mack, I believe, was at the game yesterday. Wasn't he, Harlan? I think so. Wardell Mack was at our game. I don't think we have room for him, but so I guess we told him, like, just go to Texas. You know, like, that'll be better for your career. So,
stay in the SEC. Have a good time.
So, things not going so well for Sunbelt Billy over there. They're a 10-point underdog, on the road at Missouri. That's a good question for you. They're a 10-point dog on the road at Missouri, meaning and Missouri obviously just coming off of a loss to Ole Miss. They blew the heck out of Tennessee, and I think Missouri is good. But if you're a 10-point dog to like a top 15-ish team on the road, you'd what would that be, like 4 or 5 points at home? Is Florida State a double-digit favorite? Is Florida State a 10-point favorite going into the Swamp?
I think it opens 10 and a half.
I think it's at least 10. I mean, I think it's opens not 10
and
a half.
And honestly, this might be another game just like this weekend where I take Florida State to win but not cover. But I could see that spread getting as high as this Miami game was. If Florida loses to Mizzou as bad as I think they will, this could be a like 12.5, 13.5 point spread, TJ.
I think so. I also think I think that the matchup kind of favors, like, Miami was able to keep it close with defense, but you know, at the end of the day, I think Florida State really kind of did enough to kind of cover anyway. Like, we're up by 14, fluky play cuts it to 7. That's the end of the game. I think that Florida State will do enough I think they could win by 10 easily.
Yeah.
Kind of an early score prediction. Let's do an early score prediction. This doesn't count. This isn't our real thing. But I'm going to go something like 38 to 21. I'll maybe 38, 24, somewhere in there. I think we win by 2 scores, though.
Yeah, I'll say, I don't know. We got to save ourselves for Charlotte. Florida's going all out because this is their last game of the season. I don't think they're going bowling. I'll say Florida State 31 to 13.
I like it. I like that. Yeah, give me that. I want to get in the 30s. So, you know, and obviously you're going to have a lot of recruits there at that game. So, speaking of recruiting, yeah, a lot going on there with recruiting. We will do a recruiting video at some point this week. Had one last week with Jamari, and then some other stuff happening through the week as well. But good things coming out of that. I mean, that's what you want. You want an atmosphere like Florida State had yesterday, and with a lot of recruits there in person to see it. So all kind of good stuff there. I'm not. I heard some people. You know, some people are frustrated because you only won by 7. Again, I think we talked about that. Like, rivalry game, nothing else really matters. Just get the win and get out. Anything else? Oh, expecting no changes in the college football playoff rankings. I think it'll still be the same top 4. I don't think Michigan is as impressive as some people may think. They got to win against a Penn State team that I don't think is very good either. But any thoughts on the college football playoff ranking before we get out, Richie?
Not really. You know, like you said, I think it'll be the same. Obviously, you know, in 2 weeks, we get Ohio State, Michigan. That'll shake things up a little bit. But Florida State, I fully expect them to remain number 4. I don't think Washington's, you know, I think it was an 8-point win over Utah is going to be convincing enough to jump Florida State. Even if they did, not a big deal. Florida State, again, like we said, Wednesday, win and you are in. And I think Florida State is on the right path right now.
Yeah, I would be, you know, what did we say? I mean, you had like 80%. I had like 75. It's not enough to matter for the purpose of this exercise of what I'm about to do. But if you take 75 and times it by 99 and times it by 0.84, which is your chances to beat Florida, according to FPI, you get 62%. If I do your 80%, you get 66%. So roughly a 2/3 chance to make the college football playoff.
And basically a 2-game season at this point to get to the playoff.
And you're going to be a, I don't know. I think you're probably a 7 to 10 point favorite against Louisville as well. I don't think that's too unreasonable.
And there's a lot of Florida State fans in Charlotte, TJ, in the surrounding areas. There is a lot.
And there's a lot going. Everybody's been telling me they're going to that game. So anyway, hey, Rich, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, shawsraw.com. Shout-out Kenny Shaw again. Really stand-up dude. You know, he does a lot of good stuff in the Central Florida community. So support him if you can.
Yeah, I got a big one for hey, the women's volleyball team beat Miami today as well. So just the beatdown of that university continues on. Women's hoops beat, I don't know if you watched that the other night, when they beat Tennessee. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then the soccer team as well. The soccer team won their opening round matchup on Friday night. Actually, when I was in Tallahassee, they played Texas A&M, I think tomorrow. It's on like Friday. So it's next week. So, a lot of good stuff going on at FSU. Garnet and Gold, use our code NOSLAW, NOSLAW. Gramco, thegramco.com, TJ25 gives you 25% off. And then one more. Hey, 16 wins in a row. I think you should go donate, or 10, whatever you want to. Well, let's do 16. 16 wins in a row. How about $16 to the Battle's End? I'll go do it real quick when we get off here, and I'll post it. So that's a good... shoot, for every win, I'll put another dollar in. So 16 this week, 17 next week, 18 we beat Florida, 19 when we beat, who is it? Louisville. 20 when we beat Georgia, and 21 when we beat Michigan. So let's do that. All right, I appreciate you guys for hanging out. Appreciate all the love. Stay tuned for game time announcement for the Florida game. Maybe we'll do a tailgate. Maybe we won't. We'll figure it out soon. But appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Go Noles.